worship. So a word that Carl brought me earlier on in the meeting, and then a word that Eleanor has as she was praying for the meeting. And I think it's an encouragement to us as we continue to be in the Lord's presence in worship. So let's listen to these words before we respond. Carl.
This is Romans 8, verse 1 to 4. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do, by sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. I read the first one again. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the word I felt was, there's no condemnation for us who are in Christ Jesus. And God has done it. Only God can do it, and he has done it. And he sent his Holy Spirit to give us peace and to give us joy in that salvation, to give us joy that now we're not condemned. Now we stand free. Now we stand in peace in relationship with the Father. So it's that the Lord wants to give us a peace and a joy that really surpasses understanding, and that he can only do that.
I was led to 1 Kings 18, where Elijah takes on the prophets of Baal, where they both parties prepare a sacrifice and they call upon their respective gods for a fire to consume that sacrifice. The prophets of Baal do that. They call upon the Lord, their God, and nothing happens. And then Elijah does the same, but he asks people to pour buckets and buckets and buckets loads of water onto the sacrifice first, and then calls upon the name of the Lord, and a fire comes down and consumes the sacrifice. And I was really struck by Elijah's confidence in that moment. It borders on arrogance, but there's a real confidence in who he knows God is, and he knows what God can do. There's a real joy in the Lord's power and in the Lord's presence in that space. And I feel the Lord's asking us to step into his presence with that same confidence, almost arrogance, with that same joy, with that same awe at his power and at his presence.
So let's just continue to just respond to the word of the Lord to us in worship. So that condemnation is the water that's being poured on our sacrifices, right? But there is no condemnation. So let's bring our sacrifices to him, knowing that the Holy Spirit's going to set us on fire, knowing the Holy Spirit is going to set our sacrifice of praise on fire today. So let's just continue in his presence, worshiping him, asking the Holy Spirit to set our sacrifice on fire. Can I just ask us to just continue to remain in the Lord's presence? And then I'd like us to hear a word from Mike Potter, and then similar words from Ben Moran and from Rebecca, if that's okay. So if we just hear those words first of all, and then we're going to...
The Lord led me to Galatians 5. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. And I was just thinking as I read that verse, like, I don't feel very free a lot of the time. And then I was reminded when our Lord said, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And just what I felt the Lord saying was, you are free, whether you feel like it or not. Do you believe that you're free? Sometimes I probably don't, but I think the Lord is asking us that question. Do you believe that you're free? And you are free.
I got a sense from Psalm 50, verse 15. The Lord, the mighty God of Israel, says, call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. The sense I got was very much the Lord was saying that if we remember to call him in every time we have any problems, he will actually always come through for us. He will always come through to us, and we will come through with some marvellous testimonies over time. So that's the sense I got, that we should really remember all the times the Lord has been there when things have been very difficult for us. Amen.
I was reminded of the passage where it says, no eye has seen and no ear has heard what God has got stored up for us, the hope God has for us. And I felt like the Lord was just saying, you cannot know. You cannot know what I have for you, but you can touch it. You can touch it. You see dimly, and come to me and reach out. But I have so much stored up for you.
I just wanted to hear us to hear those three words first before I invite Dominic to come up and give us a word, because I think Dominic's word really fits into what we've heard from the Lord already, the promise of his freedom and that proclamation over us that even if we can't see it happening, he's doing something with us.
Yeah, it's lovely when you hear a word that just comes before when you're going to say something, you think, ooh. It's just, I was looking at the speakers held up by these giant yellow pieces of chain, really chunky, I like them, but the image I'd had before was of a chain of that sort of thickness and size, this huge chain. And then when I looked at that, I understood the Lord was saying, people are looking at their heart thinking, I'm chained with this great big heavy chain, but it's a lie. The first bit you can see is this great big heavy chain, but the rest of it, it's like that thin bit of wire. With a tiny pair of snips, you could just cut through it. And the Lord says, I've got a pair of snippers if you'd like to be free of whatever it is that's holding you back at the moment. So something, and there's somebody here who's sitting there thinking, but it's you. God wants to set you free of the thing you don't think you can be free of. And if you'd like to do it, maybe later on, we can always do it privately, so... Thank you.